Welcome to Your Inner Radiance, your new go-to for self-love practices, yoga lifestyle inspiration, and Ayurvedic tips to support you to uncover your inner radiance. Hey, welcome back, Radiant Being. Today on the podcast, I'm going to talk about balancing Pitta Dosha, which is Ayurvedic wisdom and remedies for cooling and soothing an aggravated Pitta Dosha. So what does that mean, Pitta Dosha? If this is new for you, this talk about Pitta in Ayurveda, then please go back and first listen to the episode on fundamentals of Ayurveda and about the three doshas, and then come back because that will give you a good start to understanding the three energies of Ayurveda, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. I did another episode specifically on balancing Vata, and now this one is specifically on balancing Pitta. So what is Pitta? Pitta is the energy of transformation. In our outer world, it's the sun as it heats our planet and gives energy to plants to grow. It's the energy of fire as it transforms like wood into ash. And in our body, it is our digestive fire, which is called Agni. Agni is the word for fire, and it's also the word for our digestion. And this is where everything we consume gets transformed into nutrients and waste. It's also the energy of transformation at the cellular level throughout our body. Pitta is composed of the elements fire, balanced by a little bit of water, but mostly characterized by the qualities of fire. So when you think about fire, what qualities come up for you? I think of qualities like hot, sharp, light, dry, intense, and also that it can burn. It can be destructive, right? So what causes Pitta to go out of balance? People with a predominantly Pitta constitution will really want to be aware of the factors that cause Pitta to increase. These are things like stress, especially emotional stress, and arguments, and then heat, including hot, spicy food. Also things like going into hot tubs, hot saunas, hot work environments, as well as the environment. So during summer months when it's hot outside and really sunny, everyone can expect Pitta to rise. Also, because Pitta's digestion is so strong, they have a really fast metabolism. And so if they don't eat at regular meal times, they get hangry and they need to eat to calm down. So what are some signs that Pitta has gone out of balance, has aggravated? So everything to do with inflammation. So if you think of that word inflammation, it's like inflame, fired up, heated. So that's things like acne, joint inflammation, hives, skin rashes, mouth ulcers, stomach ulcers, heartburn, acid reflux, and hyperacidity. These are all signs that Pitta is aggravated. Also, there's mental and emotional signs that Pitta is aggravated, such as feeling angry, irritable, short-tempered. A wonderful natural Pitta quality is the ability to lead and direct, but when Pittas are out of balance, they'll feel the desire to control people or situations, and will find it impossible to go with the flow because they're just not able to relax. Now, remember, as I mentioned, everybody does have all the doshas. So even if you are not predominantly a Pitta, you're going to have a little bit. And so at some point, Pitta probably has gone out of balance in you, even if you're not a pitta. And if you are primarily pitta, then a lot of this will apply to you more often. But just keep in mind that pitta aggravation can happen to anyone at any time. And so here are some natural remedies from Ayurveda to balance pitta. These fall into several categories, and those are behavior and lifestyle, food, herbs, and then practices or services that you can do or get done. So I'll start by talking about behavior and lifestyle. So as I mentioned, eating regularly is really important. Pittas get very irritable when they skip meals, so no fasting for pitta people or people in a pitta aggravated state. Being aware that pitta time is the middle of the day and that that's an important time to get the biggest meal in, and then take some time to rest and digest rather than go, go, go during the hottest pitta time of the day. The other pitta time of the day, so pitta time is 10 to 2, and that's both in the middle of the day and the middle of the night. So avoiding going to bed after 10 is especially important for pittas. Otherwise, they're likely to have trouble sleeping as they'll go into pitta mode and want to get stuff done, even if it's just in their mind. Pittas tend to be attracted to stimulating food and drinks like chocolate, coffee, sugar, alcohol, but these things can really increase pitta, so pitta people should try to minimize these things. Note that I'm saying minimize instead of avoid, because I don't want anyone to get turned off to Ayurveda thinking they have to give up all their favorite things. Unless you're an addict, and in that case, avoid alcohol and drugs completely, and please get ongoing support via AA or some other kind of community support group. Pittas tend to be the types that are most likely to have addictive personalities, FYI. So, other activities that help to reduce pitta are cooling things like swimming, early morning or late evening walks, cool showers, and winter sports are really great for bringing down pitta, like skiing, snowboarding, and snow fort making. Pittas tend to be attracted to competitive sports, so they can really push their bodies and compete, but these kinds of things can really aggravate pitta. So trying for exercises that are fun and stimulating, but avoid going to a place of strain or heavy sweating is the goal. Team sports can really help a pitta with focusing excess energy and channeling that. And also flowing and restorative yoga and dance and tai chi are all really good balances to pitta's competitive drive. So now I'll talk about food for pitta aggravation. So, because it is the fire element, cooling foods are obvious, such as all the fresh, cool fruits and vegetables that ripen in summer, especially like watermelon, cucumber, blueberries, salads, and most raw vegetables. Pitta types are actually the kinds that can eat the most raw, up to maybe about 40-50% raw, especially in the summer, whereas other body types, Vata Kapha body types, can't handle as much raw because it is so cooling and so rough on the digestive tract, where pittas, with their heat and their strong metabolism, can digest raw foods better, and it really helps to cool their system. Ayurveda also teaches about the importance of including all six tastes in the diet. So these are sweet, sour, salty, bitter, astringent, and pungent, but favoring certain tastes depending on the dosha. So the tastes that pacify pitta are sweet, bitter, and astringent. In terms of sweet, this means foods that are naturally sweet, not added sugar. So things like sweet potato, whole grains like quinoa, amaranth, millet, all kinds of rice, fruits, avocado, dates, coconut. And then the bitter taste is that taste that you find in leafy greens and broccoli, asparagus, sprouts. The astringent taste is that drying feeling in your mouth, and it's found in foods like most legumes, many raw vegetables, grapes, green tea, persimmons, greenish banana, and raw apples. Pitta should minimize the foods with the other tastes, so sour, salty, and pungent, and especially avoiding hot, spicy foods like chilies, which can cause immediate and acute pitta inflammation. Let's talk about herbs. So that includes spices, herbs and spices. So in your food, you should favor, if you're pitta or if you're having a pitta aggravation, you should favor cooling herbs like fennel is a really good one, mint, cardamom, and then other spices that are good for promoting digestion but are not super pungent and spicy can be okay too, like coriander, a little bit of cumin. And then as a medicine, so taken in forms such as tea and tablet and tincture, here are some herbs that are most given to pacify pitta. Amla, which is a berry, shatavari, a root, cabbage rose, Indian jalap, sarsaparilla. Rose is a really wonderful plant to have on your side to support pitta because it has all those qualities mentioned above, like cooling, sweet, astringent, and even a little bitter. So you can use it as a body spray, you can make it into a jam, you can use rose soap, use rose essential oil. I love rose hydrosol water just to spray on my face, especially in the summertime. It's really good for skin. And rose is also known to open the heart, which can really support pittas when they are in an aggravated, angry state. And finally, I'll talk about practices that you can do or services you can get done to reduce and pacify pitta. So pitta people or pitta aggravated people can always benefit from getting a relaxing massage and soothing energy work like Reiki, Qigong. Pitta rules the eyes, so when pitta is out of balance, it can lead to eye and vision problems. And there are some specific treatments which can be done at home, including Trifla eye wash, making a tea and cooling it out of Trifla, and then washing your eyes with it. Also, using castor oil drops in your eyes, like at night, right before you go to bed. And also, most skin inflammation conditions are caused by pitta aggravation. And an Ayurvedic self-care practice called Abhyanga, with cooling coconut oil and cooling herbs infused into it, is very soothing to inflamed and hot skin and rashes, and also relaxing to an aggravated nervous system. Abhyanga is a full body oil massage that can be done at home in just like 10 minutes before you shower. It's one of my favorite Ayurvedic practices. You can also have it done in a clinic by a practitioner. When pitta is severely out of balance, one of Ayurveda's therapeutic approaches is called Virechana, which is taking a laxative that removes heat from the system. Generally, that's done under trained supervision, like at an Ayurvedic clinic. All right, my friends, that's what I have for you today. I hope that these suggestions support you as we move into the hottest part of summer. Remember that even if you do not have pitta as your primary dosha, it can go out of balance in anyone, especially this season. So keep calm and cool and carry on. And finally, thank you for being here and listening. I also want to mention I just finished co-leading an absolutely incredible gathering called Wild Heart Women's Gathering, and I'm just so excited and inspired from all the magic that happened there at Deer Hill in Mancos. And I want to let you know about the next two women's retreats that I'll be creating and guiding. One is October 7th through 9th in Mancos, again at Deer Hill Base Camp in Colorado. I, along with a couple of incredible guest teachers, will be leading a fall rejuvenation women's retreat. And in January in Costa Rica, for the fourth year, I'll be guiding my winter retreat in my favorite paradise, with this time with a wonderful yin yoga guest teacher, sister friend, Kara Armano, and we'll be leading the Sacred Sensuality Women's Retreat. All of the info for both of those can be found at www.awakenedheart.org. And I would love to be connected with you personally. You can find me at lilyrussoyoga.com, lilyrussoyoga.com, and you can find my teaching schedule and other events and all kinds of good things going on. And sign up for my newsletter to hear about yoga and Ayurveda lifestyle, inspiration, special events, all kinds of good things. I'd love to be connected. And yeah, thank you for listening. If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review. And guess what? If you do, you can take a screenshot and email it to me at lilyrusso, L-I-L-Y-R-U-S-S-O, @gmail.com. And I will send you a free PDF copy of my Ayurveda ebook. I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful, restorative, wholesome day. Thank you again.